Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
There were almost 1,000 reports of a fireball over the Irish sky last night. The majority of sightings were between 9 and 10. It's believed it landed somewhere north of the Scottish mainland. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland says it's probably part of a satellite.
The object itself was probably only the size of maybe a piece of fruit up to a microwave oven size. It's going to light up sometimes how you can see them from thousands of miles away.
That's a big pineapple.
Hang on, again, a piece of fruit the size of a microwave oven.
Yeah, no, it ranged from a piece of fruit to a microwave oven.
What if you wanted to put a piece of fruit in the size of a microwave oven in a microwave oven?
Well, you know, you can just fit it in. But his point is that, you know, it's kind of like the these are small, these are far away thing in Father Ted, that a microwave oven flying through the atmosphere can be seen from thousands and thousands of miles away, even though it's...
Because it's really high up and it's bright.
It's just burning up, isn't it?
Science, that's science.
That's science
right there,
ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want me to continue with the news, or are we done?
Is that like your last story, no?
Nah, I had another one, but
on, then what is it?
No, I'll leave it till next hour.
I want to hear what it is.
No, I'll save myself some work.
I want to do your vote and hear your fireball. Ladies and gentlemen, fireball.
Fireball.
Are you doing a time check?
Yeah, 3 minutes past two.
Oh, there you go.
Mainly dry, some cloud in the odd sunny spell today. Highs of 14 to 17 degrees. No forecasted fireballs, but hey, who knows? Today FM News, more at 3.
We're taking it down. Are you taking this down?
I am actually taking this down.
JP's taking this down. Benny, you still there? Because JP's taking this down.
Yeah.
Do you want me to...
Fireball the size of a micro... A piece of fruit.
Okay.
The size of a microwave.
Microwave. Yeah.
Microwave. Big fruit.
Big fruit. Yeah.
Big fruit, little fruit.
Little fruit.
Cardboard box. What's that noise?
Brand. Notification. Yeah.
Was that you or me?
That was you.
Where'd that come from?
I'm typing.
Oh, Ben's typing as well. We're taking it down.
I'm still taking it down, by the way.
What's that from?
No.
We're bringing it back. Yeah, we're bringing it back. Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Northern Counties.
Fireball!
Did anyone see it? Voice notes, please. 0874 100 102. Did you see it and go woo woo? When you saw it in the sky, you go, woo woo! And then go, fireball.
Oh my god, oh my god, I can't believe it.
Hey! Fireball.
Martin Solvig, hello, how are you?
How you doing?
Bonjour. Guten Tag.
Hey!
Jewish. Funness to talk to. Misha Ray, Tom Makara, Sean Paul on Shaw Fleshing.
Top man, shall
I just saw on radio hopping fod. Can you talk gang all here? Hey! Good afternoon, Ireland. A fireball was spotted, was it last night?
It was last night.
What was the time frame on that, actually?
I presume it was early enough, not that late.
It had to be dark, though, right?
Had to be dark, yeah. But lots of people saw it, so it must have been, you know, not 2 a.m., I'm guessing.
Kind of a freaky thing to see, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, I would be concerned.
Yeah, I'd be like, uh-oh.
Is that the Predator landing on Earth?
About 9 p.m. The UK Meteor Network. I used to be on the Meteor Network, and then they switched over. They switched over to Air then, and then I went to Vodafone. Did you like that?
I did.
It's for the 5G coverage.
Just I got a kick out of that one. You're a messer.
The UK Meteor Network said it began receiving reports of a fireball spotted at about 9 p.m. They answered the phone, ring, 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 ring. Hello, hello, the UK Meteor Network. How may I help you? Hello there, I spotted a fireball in the sky. It's a fireball. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your call. We'll jot down the time and the time of your alert. Thank you very much, sir. Ring, ring, hello. Oh, there's a bunch of people on there. Hello, 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 yes, yes, hello. What have you spotted? It's a fireball! About 9 o'clock last night, the network said it was investigating to ascertain what the object was, meteor or space debris. With most reports having come from Northern Ireland and Scotland. Anyone in the Donegal, Monaghan area, maybe Cavan? Anyone up around that neck of the woods? Anyone Derry maybe spot it? Drop us a note or a WhatsApp 0874 100 102. And as always, we like to hear the sound of your voice. Have we got any voice notes in there? No, I don't. No, send them in 0874 100 102. Well, that's what I got for you. Though this is the Hell Week. See the thing about Captain Underpants last week on Hell Week. Do you remember that?
Captain Underpants, no.
Captain Underpants.
Oh, was it something to do with one of the contestants having a different coloured pair of underpants
on? No.
Because that was a thing on that episode.
I think it was Tig that had... He had too many. They were slagging him. What are the names? The DIs, the DCs?
The DSs. The drill sergeants, yeah.
The DSs were taking the mickey out of them for having too many pairs of underpants. For taking too many pairs of underpants with you. I'm an overpacker. When it comes to underpants, I'm an overpacker.
Well, you want to have too many rather than too few. Yeah, and socks the same.
I operate on a sort of a one and a half times basis. So if I'm going for like 10 days,
right,
I'll bring 10 pairs of underpants, yeah, and another 5.
Right. Well, you're going to have your safety pants, your insurance pants.
When I'm at home, I just need one pair a day when I'm at home. But then when I'm away, you never know what's going to happen.
It's amazing. You kind of expect you might have an accident or something unusual could happen and therefore, oh God, I need a new pair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is he, Captain Underpants? Where's the audio of it? Hang on, I want to make sure there's no swearing. Hang on, because that's the other thing about this show.
Very sweary.
Ultimate Hell Week on RTE Telly. There's just an awful lot of swearing in it. One second, hang on. Okay, right.
I think I heard a little bit
of that. Oh, sorry.
A very tiny suggestion of something that we can't play on the radio.
One second, please. Hang on. Oh, bear with you. Don't mind bearing with me.
No.
There you go. I think the rest of it is clear. Have a listen. There we go.
1,000 underpants is like...
1,000 underpants.
I was Captain Underpants, so I had so many. I bought 9 pairs of underpants just in case.
I asked you a question. You need a pair of black jocks, number 8.
There you go. I know there was no more swearing after that. So Tig was regarded as Captain Underpants because he brought too many pairs of underpants. I think, where are you underpants wise? What would your travel going away underpants route?
If I was going away for 2 nights, I would bring definitely 3 pairs.
That stitches you up.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring 4, I'd bring 3.
Yeah.
And the extra socks as well. You got to be safe.
Well, what's going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe I get caught out in the rain. Maybe I get caught in a shower and pants get wet.
How do you get so wet, though? I mean, you're getting wet.
But I don't want to not have a clean pair of pants if I need a clean pair
exactly
of pants.
That's exactly how I feel. And I'm the same with socks.
Yeah.
It's like if I'm going away for 3 days, I'll take 5 pairs of socks with me. Again, when I'm at home, in even the most inclement conditions.
Generally only need 1 pair of socks per day.
But I need to know I've got a good fine stash that I'm fully stocked in underwear. I'm not like that with anything else. I'll bring, like, if I'm going for a week, I'll bring a T-shirt. I bring 7 T-shirts. I'll probably even bring less. I'll bring 3 or 4. and wear a bunch of them for a couple of days. But with underpants, I tell you, I could burn through them. And okay, I need to change my underpants again. Jesus, Ray, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. What have you been at? Have we got any extra underpants? What, you need another pair? Yeah, it's only 9:30.
Are you crazy?
Your underpants rules then, 0874 100 102 for Ultimate Hell Week. That's the other thing, though. They're crawling through water and everything. You need fresh underpants. I'm taking them off for underpants. Right, do the roll call after Harry Styles at Today FM. Harry Styles and As It Was. This is Today FM. Playing the music, you know. Hello there. Ray Foley's my name. JP, we'll do a roll call. Ray here, JP there.
On show.
0874 100 102. Anyone spotting the fire? The 0874 100 102. Baba. Baba. Just make noise. Random croaky noises. That's Baba. 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 Bobak. Baba.
What did you say?
I said Baba. Oh,
okay.
Did you see the Baba?
I did not see the Baba.
It was you do this guy. It was a. Great song, by the way, by Pitbull. Any excuse to play a little bit of Pitbull in the afternoon? Love it. Baba. Hey, is it a bird? Is it a plane? Should he do the sky, Dad? No, it's a baba.
Vaguely Morgan Freeman. Almost Morgan Freeman there. Almost.
Not quite, though. Baba. Fireball. Baba. Lads, what about a microwave? So they were saying that it was the size of a piece of fruit the size of a microwave. Lads, what about a microwave the same size as a piece of fruit? Or a microwave shaped like a piece of fruit? Do you know what? I'd buy that. I'd buy a pineapple shaped or a banana shaped microwave. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, that'd be brilliant. That'd really bring a certain je ne sais quoi to your kitchen.
Not overly user-friendly, a banana-shaped microwave, right?
Shane Onshaw, speaking from experience, you should not put your plums in a microwave. Shane, have you put your plums in a microwave? That's literally a bab-ball. Well, it's two, actually. Bab-balls.
He's on one. He's on one today. He's off and running.
Bab-ball. Ding. They're ready. I saw it last night at about 10 p.m. Says Antoinette from Monaghan. Love the show. Hey, what was it like? Was it like a baba? Did you take a photograph? I'd be straight away taking a photograph. Or did it just look like a shooting star? Just like a little dot? Or was it like, was it streaking across the sky? Or was it just a dot, moving dot? Let us know. Kevin's over there as well. Right, Kevin?
Hey, Ray. Saw the fireball last night flying over Wicklow.
Over Wicklow? They said it was the northern counties. Are you chancing your army? Are you messing with me?
Headed from east to west. Lasted about 10 seconds. And I think it ended up around the Midlands area. It's pretty cool. Big green flash at the end of it. So
what?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Big green flash. Okay.
Are you messing with us?
I don't know. It sounds pretty
serious. Because they said it was north of Scotland and you're saying that you think it landed in the Midlands. Kevin, you pulling out, you yanking our chain. 0874 100 102. Was it Ronnie as well? You got
yeah.
Ronnie says the lower. Ronnie.
Jesus, Ray, that's an awful lot of jocks you packed for going away.
Oh yeah, this is the Captain Underpants situation with the Ultimate Hell Weeks.
Never heard about the inside out reversal, no.
Oh, stop
it. One pair of jocks could last you 4 days.
Stop you dirty thing, Ronnie.
Inside out, turning around. Hey, works for some. That's what I say. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Yeah, your rules with your underpants, 0874 100 102. On shop, boys. Should we do a welfare check on Orla Ormond? Awfully quiet these days. Love the show, hey. From Pat. Orla's on breakfast with Ian Dempsey in the mornings, and then she's on Pamela's show until 2, and then she just couldn't bear being in the radio station any longer. And rightly so. So she's gone from 2 o'clock. On show, Ray, can you give a shout out to my sister, Mairead? I give her a massive shout out for her 29th birthday.
Oh, 29.
The big 2-9.
A good age, that.
She's clinging on to her 20s for dear life by her fingernails, by the skin of her teeth. From her lovely younger sister, Siobhan. Of course, a happy birthday, Mairead. Have a lovely day. Many happy returns. Will I stick on an old thingy for her? Yeah, please bear with
she
you.
She deserves a 29. You're only 29 once, like big, most ages.
It's a big celebration. Well, yeah. She's for the whole year. So every morning she wakes up and she's like... Yeah, very nice. Congratulations. bing, bong, bing, boo.
Congratulations.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, and...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
birthday to you. Fireball.
Marade.
Happy birthday,
Marade. Happy birthday to you, Bible. Kevin Harrison today, FM.
Are you drunk enough?
I certainly am.
Now to judge what I'm doing.
I mean, I'm not doing a breathalyzer or anything, do I?
Are you high?
Kevin Harrison, Sam Smith, and Promises. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello, Ray Foley for your Thursday. JP's on with me.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, okay. And Pants, Captain Underpants, they nicknamed him. This is was it Tyke that was nicknamed Captain Underpants? This was doing the rounds on social last week after Ultimate Hell Week. And he had a bunch of underpants in the bag. And they were taking the Mickey out of him. The DSs. Not drill sergeants.
No, directive something or others.
They were taking the Mickey out of him for having too many pairs of underpants. They called him Captain Underpants. And I think it's perfectly reasonable to have 1.5 times underpants by the number of nights you're staying away or you're going to be on holidays. Also, Hell Week involves you crawling through muck and mud and splashing through, I don't know, ditches and beaches. And
but do you think the Rangers, when they're going on their missions to Liberia or they're rescuing hostages, do you think they're bringing extra pants? Probably not.
If they're Irish, like a regular Irish dude.
Okay.
Double right. The amounts of underpants. This is on the Ultimate Hell Week. How many pairs of jocks do you need when you're going on your holidays?
1,000 underpants is like.
1,000 underpants.
1,000 underpants is like.
I was Captain Underpants, so I had so many. I bought 9 pairs of underpants just in case. Like,
I asked you a question.
9 for a week is fine. It's Hell Week, so 7 nights.
It's reasonable.
That's perfectly fine. Mm. 9. 9 is actually underdoing it, in my opinion. You need another couple there to be right, particularly for Hell Week.
You need a pair of black jocks, number 8.
Yes.
There's your buddy beside you. He's got plenty of them.
How many jocks? 087-4-100-102. Anita's over there. She's making an argument for more jocks as well.
You have to bring extra underwear when you're going away anywhere, yeah. Because
why?
Usually you might be showering multiple times a day, or you might be doing other extracurricular activities which require clean underwear afterwards.
Oh my God, Anita, what are you talking about?
Extracurricular activities?
She means like an obstacle course.
Oh, right, okay.
Where you're crawling through... you know, like those obstacle courses that have all the muck and the gunge.
Sure.
Or what about that thing, Total Wipeout?
Right.
You're doing Total Wipeout and you get...
Okay, that's what Anita was talking about.
That's
okay,
your fine, extracurricular fine. Activities. Sure. Oh, God, Anita. Chris is there. How are you, Chris?
Well, lads, depends on the holiday. I was in Spain a couple of years ago. One of the lads left himself short for socks for 3 or 4 days. I had enough to cover him.
So I got, you're bringing socks for your mates as well as yourself? No, that's not the capacity I have. These are all my underwears.
Chris, you're a hero.
And I have a few emergency for myself. It's the only way.
It's the only way to go. And Colin has a view as well.
Ray, it's eaten out at night on holidays. That's why you need the extra pants.
You're what? You're what at night?
Ray, it's eaten out at night on holidays. That's why you need the extra pants.
You're going out for dinner after the day.
So you have your shower in the morning, fresh underpants. Then you go for dinner that night. Shower beforehand, another fresh underpants. Is it?
You shower. You're not going to put the same pair you've been wearing all day on back on. Mm. And then you shower the next morning. You're going to need another pair. Simples.
You got me.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. And an opportunity to play this, possibly one of the greatest theme tunes ever. Have you ever watched the TV series Captain Underpants? Are you familiar?
I am familiar with the name, but not the tune.
Dave Pilkey. Comic book for kids, Captain Underpants. They made a TV series of it, and then they made a movie, and Weird Al Yankovic made this, which is sublime.
Disguise.
Still a work in progress.
It's not a bird and it's not a plane.
Ha-ha!
And it's not an egg
salad sandwich.
It's the waistband warrior.
Here is
mighty battle cry.
La la la.
Hey, watch out, crime.
It's great, isn't it?
Captain Underpants,
yeah. Trust, la la.
Ray Foley. Good, isn't it? Catchy. With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious. Yes and yes. If you're over me, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. How are you? Welcome to Thursday. Ray Foley, I want you. I'm tired today now, I don't mind telling you. I didn't have to do Hell Week or anything, I just went out. But, you know, we all have our various different challenges. And actually, I didn't need a spare pair of underpants last night either. I just the one.
Wow, you're brave.
Just the one. I was a very brave boy.
You're a hero.
Well, we call Captain Underpants, actually.
Let's call him.
Yeah. Tra-la-la!
Are you worried about impending? Hang on, let me call him. Punching in the all-important digits or numbers, if you prefer.
Hey, it's ringing. Should be Tyke Fleming we're calling, is it?
Yep.
Stop, Tyke.
Hello.
Stop, Tyke. Tyke!
How are things?
Ray Foley calling for Today FM. How are you? It's Tyke Fleming, everybody.
What's the crack?
How are you, loving?
I'm not too bad. Still recovering.
What was your reaction like last night to the show? Big show last night on Ultimate Hell Week on RT television. And you had a bit of an emotional moment last night, didn't you?
Do you know what? It was, because it's a place where you go to, there's no smiles, there's no dancing inside there. So, yeah, it kind of really, it's very raw, right?
Yeah.
And looked was completely different to what I'm used to. Yeah. But at the same time, it was a different side of me, as I said before. But,
I was surprised, because your whole persona on social, I follow you on social, I love you, I love the whole family.
Yeah.
Yourself and your dad, Terry, and... The stop tyke. That's my favorite expression is stop tyke. Not Derry when he's joining in and having the crack, as he is like 90% of the time, but the 10% of the time when he's getting cheesed off with you for videoing him.
The cranky Derry. He's the best kind of.
I love it. Stop tyke.
Yeah.
So your persona, like I say, is joyous, fun, having the crack.
Yeah.
And then on Hell Week last night, there was a moment where you revealed that this social media phenomenon that you've become wrapped up in, this whirlwind that you're in on social media and online, it has its own burden.
Come here, it is an amazing experience and I think it was lockdown now, it kind of snowballed into something that I could never control, you know, and it's amazing to share kind of, like we were stuck to each other 24/7 at home, it was amazing to share that kind of stuff from our own life, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's pressures on social media, Ray, you know yourself.
I just don't do it.
Stay away from it. You know what? You're better off.
Yeah,
but like that, there's a pressure on young people as well. Like even my younger sister there, Marianne, even like she got her leaving cert results and putting up results, and some people never got their results or got their courses, and it's just non-stop. Like, and like that, even for myself, there's always ways around it, even for her. You know, I said, it's not the end of the world. Come here, I went to college twice. I went in the back door, you know. But I think there's a pressure now online for people. And like that, come here, it's given me some great opportunities, even to go on the Hell Week show itself.
You kind of revealed that there's sort of a sense of like, you might walk into a room or you walk into a pub or a bar or whatever. It's like, there's an element of like, Jesus, your man over there. It's your man.
Yeah. That's an Irish thing anyway. You're always going to say, and like that, I go out and I chat to anyone. I worked in retail all my life. I'm very outgoing. But it kind of comes to thing where like, oh, Jesus, yeah, who does your man think he is now? You know, I think it's a very Irish thing. But like that, I'd go out and I'd give people, you know, I'd chat away to people. And if I went out with a group of friends, they'd be like, Jesus, where were you all night? I said, I was up there talking to people, you know.
Yeah.
So like that, it's kind of a thing where for me then I was going out and I kind of wasn't enjoying, like not everyone is going to like the stuff you do anyway.
That's it.
You know, and you can't please everyone. So for me then it was like, oh, I just kind of avoid going to a place or, you know, it like that. Come here, it hasn't stopped
me. I find
me
it, since, it blows like, my mind. Know? It completely blows my mind that someone who does something so... positive and just on the face of it so joyous that there could ever be a negative or a reaction to it that wouldn't be just straight back.
Come here, you can't please everyone like that. You know,
no, you can't. Come here, I want to talk about the show. Why the hell did you do, of all of the shows you could have done, why the hell? Because it is hellish.
It's absolutely, you should have seen my parents' face when they were dropping me off. You couldn't wipe the smiles off their face. It was like the worst summer camp. It was like the worst summer camp, and I had no packed lunch either. I could have done with a few sandwiches going in there.
Plenty of pairs of underpants, though.
I had plenty of those.
you're well sorted, well packed.
Yeah, But no, it was, you know what, for me, it was something, I love the show anyway, I love watching it, right. It's completely raw, there's no, you don't know, the cameras are there, there's snot hanging down, you know, it's absolutely amazing, and just to go in with even the other recruits, like, you know, everybody's stripped back, there's no filter in there, but just to test yourself and see how far I can go and how far I can push myself mentally and physically.
Jeez, you really are pushing yourself, because a load of dropouts, Pamela Uba gone. Michael
amazing.
McKillop, Oisin Murphy gone, Luke Thomas gone, all dropping out, leaving the show. You're still standing though.
Still going. Look, I won't say nothing now. You're going to have to tune in next week. But yeah. I can't say nothing. But yeah, no, like, it's like that. You know, it's very mental. You know, they really want to. If you are doing something right, you're not doing it right. You get me? And they wouldn't tell you that you're doing it right either. But it's such a good show just to kind of sit there with others and just look at each other and be like, what are we doing? You know, what is going on? But no, I enjoyed everything.
I wanted you and Derry on Dancing with the Stars. That's what I, because you're always dancing in the kitchen. No better men for Dancing with the Stars.
I'll have to get a petition from my dad to go on it. All right, yeah. Now we do have a few other shows that we've done, which is great. So they're down the pipeline, so I can't say much. But
Dance with the Stars. Well, come on, get you on Dance with the Stars. This is where it has to be for you.
WD-40 on my dad's hips and off he goes.
Tell him we were asking for him. We have to go. But when are you back in Dublin again? When are you going to be in Dublin?
I think we're going to Garbrook Saturday night, so we might see you up there.
Yeah, I want to go again, because I had a great time last Friday night. It was unbelievable.
It looked unreal.
Great night. I thoroughly recommend. Have a great time. And the next time you're up during the week or whatever, call into the studio to us. We'd love to see you.
100%. 100%. Yeah.
Listen, brother, we'll be rooting for you. Hell Week.
Thank you.
Wednesday night, 9:35 PM on RTE2. Tyke Fleming, everyone. What a beaut. Thanks Captain Underpants, it's a pleasure.
Supermax and the Plaza Group.
Tori Amos, a professional widow. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Loads of love coming in for Tyke. Tyke Fleming, follow him on Twitter. Not on Twitter, see the Instagram. I'm sure he's on the TikToks and all the others as well. All the B-reels and whatever. Do a search for him. He's hilarious and his dad's cool as well. And Tyke's chosen charity on Hell Week is Let's Get Talking. Letsgettalking.ie if you're donating on there as well. A fantastic cause.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group.
Robbie Williams, let me entertain you. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. How are you? Red Foley's my name. This is JP.
How
are
you doing? How you doing?
Come on, come. Sit down over there. I've got another song after this. Then we do the whole films and what's in the telly business. So don't worry about it. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. We'll come to it in a few minutes. Don't worry. It's all good, brother. It's all good. Text and WhatsApps 0874-100-102. We're watching this Hell Week on RTE. And Tyke Fleming was on a few minutes ago with us.
He's just a lovely boy.
What's our official position re the show? Have we adopted Tyke? Because I was under the understanding that we had adopted Eric Donovan as our mascot and the person we were rooting for.
Is Eric still in it?
Oh, he's flying it. He is. And you know, you always know somebody's doing really well when they don't feature that much. They're just stealthily going through all of the challenges, acing everything. So he's still in there, Tyke's in there. But who are we backing? Can we back both?
I have to go Tyke.
I'll go Eric then.
I've been following Tyke for years. Yeah, all right, okay. They're class. Very weird. It kind of shakes me up. Like it's like that they'd have a bit of like fame weirdness for something. I was saying this to you that it's for something that, because their whole brand on social is, this is the Flemings, by the way. They're on Instagram. Their whole brand is like joy, just happiness and joy. And there's still an element then of people just being weird or people being, you know, in public, it's just making it difficult for them.
Well, because he's so likable, I suppose wherever he goes, he's under a certain amount of pressure to be that likable guy all of the time. That's so he's supposed to be always on.
I know exactly what you're talking
really?
About.
Really? And do you feel like you honour that personality expectation of you?
I find it very easy because...
you're naturally nice.
It's a very pure representation of Ray. Ray Foley talking about himself in the third person feels... Is it Perpetua is the name of this lady? She sent a voice note in.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
I was down in Kerry with my friend Kat a few weeks ago, and we went to Tralee for the day, and we met Derry. And we travelled from Longford, and my daughter was talking the whole way down.
Right.
Imagine if we met the Flemings. Imagine if we met the Flemings.
Derry is Tyke's dad, who is charming and funny and lovely as well.
And we did. We met Derry, and he got a picture with us. We got a picture with him. And, it was the highlight of our holidays.
Yeah, they're lovely. But again, like that, you just can't be lovely and wonderful and dancing They've got disco lights. I copied them. I got disco lights in my kitchen because they got disco lights in theirs. What's this other graph here? Royal Guard collapses next to Queen Elizabeth's coffin on first night of lying in state. He was lying in a state himself, I tell you. This is one of the Royal Guards watching over Queen Elizabeth. Jeez, they're milking this, this funeral, aren't they?
Has it been 2 weeks yet or what? Which week are we into?
Don't the English or the Brits in general have really long gaps between deaths and funerals?
That's true, they do, yeah.
If you've ever been to like an uncle in England, it's like, when's the funeral? Oh, it's not for another 6 weeks. What?
We like to get cracking. She's dead. There's a plate of sandwiches. Buried. Done.
It's the funeral.
That's it. Three stages.
Did you hear she died? When's the funeral? Oh, it was yesterday.
What?
Huh? One of the royal guards watching over Queen Elizabeth's coffin at Westminster Hall suddenly collapsed last night. The guard was standing at the foot of her casket when he fell to the floor without warning. Footage taken from a live broadcast, which was posted to social media at around 1 o'clock in the morning, captured the collapse. And I suppose it can be. It's a 24-hour vigil. Those boys need to stand there the entire time and make sure that you're not doing a great job guarding it if you're falling over.
No, no. That's a security issue.
Would you be a fainter? Have you fainted in the past?
No. I once ran into something and it knocked me out briefly.
No, but fainting, like
no,
just
I've
passing
never
out.
Passed out, no.
And have you? Fainting stories. 0874-100-102, your best faints. I've got two that I can remember, but I'm sure I've got loads. I'm not good with blood. Generally, especially when it's my own. So I fainted in the barber's chair when he nicked the top of my ear
that
time.
That's right, you did, yeah.
I told you that story. I was fully gone. Like, I woke up in the barber's chair.
He
like,
didn't sort of pat you on the cheek? Pour cold water over, you know?
He nicked the tip of my right ear, I think. And I was gone. Like, I was fine. I was like, okay. It's okay. It's okay. And he's apologizing profusely. And I'm like, I'm not even hearing. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, man. It's okay, man. It's okay. And then he got a little piece of tissue paper and showed it to me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, God. I woke up in the chair. The other one then was Cloverfield, the monster film.
We were there together, weren't we?
We were.
Did you faint beside me?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
I was fully gone. And again, sitting in the film, like, there's one particularly gory bit. And I was like, okay, God. Whoa, God. I got fully gone. And I woke up again. I was like, oh, I've missed 10 minutes of this because I've been completely out cold. Faints, 0874-100-102. One Republic, it's today FM. I don't know. Boohig.
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 That's a surname.
Yeah.
Boohig.
Is it a hard H or is it Boohig?
It's a subtle H. You suggest it. Don't say it.
It's Boohig.
Don't say it. Boohig.
Boohig.
Booig.
Booig. That's what
it's
I said.
Really. You know, it's a mistake.
It's all good, brother. Yeah. One Republic, the whistly song. I ain't worried. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Colm's here. And let's talk films. This is looking ahead to movies this weekend. We get to those in a couple of minutes. And streaming. What's big on streaming? Disney Plus had their big... Disney Plus in particular are the ones that everyone's talking about in the last couple of weeks. Mostly because they had... They're all doing this. Amazon has their Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a Today FM Day?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Dermot and Dave had the Dermot and Dave Day.
They did it.
And now Disney Plus are doing their Disney Plus Day, where they released a glut of stuff all onto the Disney Plus platform.
Thor, Love and Thunder, live action Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Starring Tom Hanks. Obviously with Robert Zemeckis, because they go... hand in hand, like Ray and JP.
Yeah, Zemeckis and Hanks. They're like, you're my Robert Zemeckis,
am
JP.
Am I indeed? Right, okay.
I'm not sure about the Pinocchio thing. I've only seen the trailer for it.
Yeah.
And my memories of... Did you ever watch the animated Pinocchio?
The 1941.
The original, yeah.
A classic.
Do you think so?
Would you agree? Your issue with the original Pinocchio?
I never particularly liked it. And there was always an air of... menace and sort of dark grimness.
There's a sinister edge to it.
Yeah.
And you have no problem with lying, which is the nose growing. That's no problem.
I am a degenerate liar. I lie constantly and frequently, and that's why my nose is as big as it is, boys and girls.
I have also always found Pinocchio to be almost too sad. There's something sad about artificial humans, much like the movie AI, if you remember, the artificial kid in that one also made me a bit sad.
The thing is, as well, with these live action things that Disney are doing, is that they're too, they're nearly frame for frame exactly the old film. So if you want to see the film, just go and watch the original, like no more with the Aladdin or the Lion King. It's the same film. Just it's all Benjamins. That's all it is.
You know what I mean? I'm making that face to you, which is great for your listeners, but I really wanted to emphasize the fact that they're just bringing this back out. And his David Brent face.
Have you seen Thor Love and Thunder on Disney Plus? Because that went on the same day as the Disney Plus day. Have you seen it, or have you seen any of the Thors?
I have seen the original Thor. Now, can I say something?
Sure.
Do you mind if I say something?
But that's why you're here.
I am not a fan of Marvel or DC movies. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I completely understand why people love them.
Yeah.
I don't understand, right, why they're fighting. And I think they've lost sight of the original reason of why they were fighting. And nobody has the bravery to sit down with someone and say,
guys,
what was this actually originally
How
about?
Did it start?
And I just think there's no passion in it anymore. They're just having a duel for duel's sake. And I think, look, I'm in the minority. That universe doesn't need me. Right? It's doing fine on its own.
Absolutely. So you don't need to be bigging it up.
But I enjoy sitting down and watching all of these films. And I watched the original Thor and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But I would describe it...
Now, are you talking about the first Thor or the Dark World Thor or Ragnarok?
The OG. Basically.
All right, the first one, the Kenneth Branagh one. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
This one has Christian Bale in it as Gore, the God Butcher, the God Killer. And he's absolutely incredible, literally chewing up the scenery in some case. He's got the mouth, the face for it. And Chris Hemsworth is a specimen in that he actually gets nude, in fully nude. You see his bum and everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Not everything.
It's a reason to tune in.
Not everything, but like you see his bum and all. He actually said, please hold. He gave a statement about the previous Thor films. Hang on, I've actually got this quote. For an actor who's known for his muscular physique and stature almost as much as his acting, it turns out that Thor himself, Chris Hemsworth, doesn't enjoy filming scenes shirtless, especially if it wasn't in the script. He says he was pressurized into it in the first one, in Thor the Dark World, where he first got topless, right? And then even in Ragnarok, where he's topless, Taika Waititi, his pal, the director, put pressure on him to do it. And then in that doesn't explain the last one, where he gets fully nudie, like completely nudie, but again, he did it. He didn't object to it and he's still in it. And do you know, it's worth it, the admission
that's
alone.
That's what you call art.
Yeah.
Would you get nude for the show?
That's what you call arse.
It's not bad if you do.
Close enough. So that's streaming. Also, they announced for the Star Wars fans, Endor, which is the new TV series coming out in a couple of weeks.
That's exciting. The 3-episode premiere is coming up on the 21st of September.
Okay.
But what I'm actually particularly excited about on Disney is Hocus Pocus 2, out the 30th of September. Now that is a classic, the 1993 original.
Loved
and
it. Yeah, go on.
All the sisters are back.
All right, so that is Bette Midler.
Go on, you're never going to get the... Go on.
I want to say Meryl Streep, but it's probably not Meryl Streep.
No.
You know her.
I've got it. I've got
initials,
all three of them.
Three initials. Icon.
Give me a bit more than that.
Sex in the City.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
There you go.
I want to give you less.
And I don't know the third.
Kathy Najami.
Wow, well, look at the two of you. Well done.
So they're making a sequel, but it's coming out like a whole month before Halloween. It's somewhat early.
Yeah, prep.
So when Halloween comes around,
it's a second watch, and you see the nuances of it that you missed the first time because you were too excited watching it 19 years later. And you actually watch this preview, and you think, what have they been waiting for?
I'm trying to find...
370 years, according to the trailer, but only 19 in real life.
I haven't got it. I thought I had the Hocus Pocus. I put a spell on you song, which is definitely worth checking out. I'll go and dig it out.
So you don't like superhero movies, but you love Hocus Pocus. Why?
It's not a superhero film. It has depth, has imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Only violence when required, when absolutely required. They actually don't want to be violent. They just want it their own way.
The superheroes or the witches?
I think they are the anti-superheroes, the antagonists. But they are, I suppose, if anybody in the original, they kind of are the superheroes. They're the reason we are tuning in. And they wreak havoc on the town, but I think in a pleasurable way.
Okay, fair enough. Also, there's the dragons and the Lord of the Rings of Power. They're saying that the dragons at the moment, the House of the Dragon, is a stronger fantasy epic show than the Lord of the Rings, which is going a bit too slow. That's the major criticism about it.
Yes, so you tell me.
You haven't seen any of it.
I have not seen
it. Well, I love the dragons, but I haven't watched any of the Lord of the Rings. Again, for the same reason that all of the reviews are saying to me that it's too slow. And then looking ahead to movies then this weekend, Colm.
Yeah, exciting.
What's out?
You have Ticket to Paradise, folks. This is George Clooney and Julia Roberts, the big dogs. They're out. That's tomorrow in theatres, cinema release, the 16th of September. It's unusual that a film like this, which is essentially a rom-com, mm-hmm. is actually given a theatre release these days. Because, you know, cinema is not what it used to be.
It's not a big genre. In terms of the uniting of the... Because they have been in movies, they've done Ocean's 11 and
Oceans,
stuff together.
Yeah, the Ocean.
There's the excitement about this, does it look any good?
Well, I was, you know, you look at the trailer, you think, I could see something in this. I would say it's at the end of the day, folks, if you're coming home, you've had a tough one, listen to the Ray Foley show. It's for a while.
It's making it tough. Absolutely making it tough.
Nightmare. The endorphins have risen, but that only lasts so long.
You're plateauing.
And then they go back down.
Yeah, flattening.
When am I going to get me back up? I need Ticket to Paradise. I'll have a digital Ticket to Paradise, please.
It could be a laugh.
Bible film.
And their Saoirse Ronan film as well, that came out last weekend.
How They Run.
Right, any good?
Excellent. Sam Rockwell, absolute legend. It's like, actually, in terms of cool actors, are there a few as genuinely cool as Sam Rockwell? There's an edge of cool about him.
Watch Jojo Rabbit.
He's very good in that, isn't he?
Fantastic in it, yeah.
Very moving scene starring him in it towards the end.
He's very good. Based on the legendary play, The Mousetrap. Brody is in it too. You have Tom George, who's the director. Saoirse Ronan plays kind of a quirky detective. She's very keen. She's very new to the job. She's really trying to impress her colleague and essentially her superior, Sam Rockwell, who's the jaded, kind of alcoholic. I've seen this all before, detective. Mm-hmm. They make it an original odd couple, but they actually make a great team on screen.
I think I'm the jaded alcoholic, seen it all before, DJ, after the FM. Don't you think so?
Just about,
I think
yeah.
I certainly fulfill that role.
Does that make me Saoirse Ronan?
I'm the Sam Rockwell, the absolute legend of the Enterprise. Colm, thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having
Booig.
Me.
Booig.
Hey. Suggestion of Hig.
I stay out too late. Booig. This is the FM. Swift and Shake It Off. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to Thursday. We're nearly at the weekend. Feeling great. I'm going to come back to your fainting stories, actually, because I'm getting loads of them on WhatsApp and text. This is the security guard or the soldier over in the UK guarding the Queen's casket, and he fainted. And now loads of people with their faints. 0874-100-102. Also, Bette Midler, she's going to be starring in Hocus Pocus 2. Along with her other co-stars, but she sang I Put a Spell on You in Hocus Pocus 1.
So strong.
Your wretched little lives have all been cursed because of all the witches working. And the worst, I put a spell on you. And now you're mine.
Watch out.
I know this too well.
If you don't believe, you'd better get superstitious. Ask my sister.
She's vicious.
Focus 2 is coming out at the end of this month.
I say up and die, up and maybe up and die.
I say into pie, up and maybe up and die.
In Tamakoriyama.
Tamakoriyama.
Hey, I say bye.
What a song, though. Come on, lads.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Thank you,
Sheriff. Hocus Pocus 2 is going to be on, by all counts, Disney Plus. It's not going to be in theatre on Disney Plus. John Legend and Tiësto, all of me. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. It's right here. JP's over there.
Oh yeah,
we're out last night and we're fine.
We're grand, actually.
Everything's
we're fine.
Fresh as a pair of daisies.
Yeah, full of energy.
This is fainting. This poor guy, this security guard or soldier, this 24-hour vigil standing guarding the Queen's coffin over in Westminster Hall. Is it Westminster?
Westminster Abbey, isn't it?
Right.
This happens a lot at all these official events in the UK where the soldiers are required to stand for ages. It's always in the news. Every few months, somebody's fallen over and collapsed.
The poor lad's a human. 1 o'clock in the morning, he collapsed, fell over and fainted. I fainted in the barber's chair and I fainted in the cinemas. Both occasions I was sitting down, though, I've never actually fallen over fainting. 0874-100-102. Anne-Marie's over there. All right, Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, I used to have a serious history of fainting back in the day.
Serious history of fainting? That must be scary. I mean, you're getting ready to go out. You're putting on the makeup, getting all dressed up in your glad rags and thinking, geez, I hope I don't faint tonight.
I used to faint at mass quite a lot.
All right.
In various counties. I had like 8 grown men carry me out of mass.
So is that various counties? See, Anne-Marie, you'd go from county to county, fainting at mass.
In various counties. I had like 8 grown men carry me out of mass one day.
8? What happened?
Fainted in a Paddy Power's bookies in Cork after doing a run. And I fainted in a nightclub in Cork once as well while I was paying for a round. But don't worry, I held on to the money just as I hit the ground.
It's a huge relief, Emery.
Probably would faint again, actually, these days if I was to pay for a round.
Well then, Emery. Yes. Does she get 5 listener bonus points?
Emery, you're my new favourite listener. Well done. Emery, could you send a voice note in every day of a similar tone? I don't care what it is, but I want to hear from you every day, okay? Celine's over there as well with the fainting.
How are you, lads?
Hi, Anne-Marie.
So my fainting story, I was probably, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8, and myself and my brother were arguing over his bike. Basically, I was trying to steal it off him.
Okay.
And my mother came running out the front door with a wooden spoon in her hand. Now, my mother never hit us with a wooden spoon. We never got hit, but I think the threat of it...
This is it. This is the case with most Irish mammies. They didn't all beat us up. We were just constantly scared of being beat up.
Was more worse than actually the thought of being hit with it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, she chased me around the house with a wooden spoon. Probably maybe 3 or 4 times we ran around the entire house.
Outside.
And the next thing I knew, I woke up in her arms... at the back window with her screaming and calling for my father because I had fainted with the fright.
Just in sheer terror at the mother with the wooden spoon. It just got too much.
So, needless to say, we never seen the wooden spoon after that.
Yeah,
I think I scared my mother half to death. But, it got me out of trouble, the faint. So,
If in doubt again, faint again, you're gone.
What happened to me?
That's yours.
Have a good day.
You too, darling. Thanks for the message.
Ray Foley.
And mind yourself.
George Ezra. Green, green grass.
Today, FM, playing the music you love. How are you? It's Ray Foley for your Thursday afternoon. That's me. And there was a fireball.
Fireball.
I'm a fireball. Ba, ba, ba. Fireball was spotted over the northern counties and Northern Ireland and Scotland, and they reckon it crashed somewhere off the northern coast of Scotland. This
Fireball.
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 Well, in fairness, you should have a Scottish accent. It should be about Fireball. Fireball.
Aye, your shiny balls up in the sky.
What's that?
What is that?
Is that a bird? A plane?
Is that a Superman? No, it's a fireball.
It's a fireball.
In fairness, it was spotted. Kevin was on to us earlier and he said he spotted it in Wicklow, so it seemed to have been around the place already.
Where's this WhatsApp video from? Who sent this in to
us? This was Sarah sent a video of her daughter, Hayley, who was cycling home from work last night in Shannon. And she says she saw the fireball.
How far up would be Shannon? Shannon be fairly high up, I suppose. Would it? No, it wouldn't.
Towards the middle-ish southern part of the country.
No, it wouldn't be that high at all then, no. So middle, so even down this...
The southern hemisphere of Ireland, yeah.
Latitude?
Geography in action.
Longitude?
Yeah.
So Hayley was on her bike videoing at the same time. And she saw... It looked amazing. It really did.
I don't know. Is this real or is it fake? I can't tell. But I like it.
I regret the fact that I was in the pub last night. The restaurant. Drinking too much wine. Well, I regret it anyway. Since I woke up this morning, I've been regretting it. But I regret it all the more now for not having seen the fireball in the sky. That looked actually... This looks like CGI. Hayley, is it her name is?
Hayley, yeah.
Here she is on the bike. So she has a fright and you hear the bike, the wheels, the gears on the bike.
Are we going to die? Oh my God, is this my last moment on Earth?
I love that she keeps filming while she's considering that this is her last moment on Earth. Hayley, you are a queen and we love you.
What the f***? What is that?
She got amazing video of it, in fairness.
Did you?
but I haven't heard a bang yet. Did you see that? That's so cool.
It is so cool. With the video she got of it, it is so cool. It's very cool. If we could. If anyone else has any more videos, check it out. It looked like, genuinely looked like something out of a film. Like, it was amazing. That's the fireball over a lot of Ireland last night, we'll say. The White Stripes are Today FM. White Stripes and Seven Nation Army. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello there. It's, I'm sure that something's gone wrong there now. Oh, I hate it when that happens, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Please hold 1 second.
It's usually better when stuff works.
I got to reload that and then throw that in there. When you make changes last minute, the system tends to crap out, which is not enjoyable in any...
Ray Foley.
And that's not working out either.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
Can I try it again, please? Working. We're playing a... Check. Playing the video of the fireball falling through the sky, hurtling across the sky, about the size of a piece of fruit or a microwave. One or the other. Not a microwave-sized piece of fruit or a piece of fruit-sized microwave. And it caused a fireball in the sky. And then, what's the mom's name?
Sarah.
Sarah, the mom, sent a video of her daughter Haley videoing and Haley's reaction to the fireball in the sky across Ireland. This is last night. About 9 o'clock last night, they're saying.
Are we going to die? Oh my God, is this my last moment on Earth? What is that?
Her reaction is just, mwah, chef's kiss. It's amazing. So her name is Haley.
Yeah.
The amount of people who have texted us in.
And we missed this.
And said, wait a minute, lads. Haley's Comet.
Oh, here.
Do you know what?
Is somebody having us on, or is this just a beautiful coincidence?
Whose number is it then sent it in? Sarah with
Sarah,
the
Sarah, yes. Claiming to be Haley's mother.
Please hold. It's ringing.
It's ringing.
It's ringing.
Sarah not expecting our calls. No. Let's see what happens here.
She might be looking at the... Because it's a block number, is it? Not answering, JP.
She's not answering, is she?
Is it going to go voice note?
Sarah's keeping the head down.
Sarah, answer the phone.
Sarah. Sorry, I can't come to the phone at the moment. Please leave me a message and I'll try and get back to you. Thank you.
Sarah! It's Ray Foley here. Have you been pulling our leg with a girl called Haley observing a comet, i.e. Haley's Comet? If you are... Because the video looks amazing as well. It looks like the real deal. It looks incredible, the video. If that's CGI, it's amazing. Anyway, if you're pulling our leg, tip of the hat to you. Mucho respect and lots of love to Haley and indeed Haley's Comet. All right, bye. Say goodbye, JP.
See you. Bye, JP.
right, Calvin Harris, stay with me. This is Today FM.
Hey! There's a mess out there.
Calvin Harris, Justin Timberlake and Halsey, stay with me. This is Today FM, our favourite song at the moment. Oh, I'm ready for bed now. I don't know about you, JP.
Yeah,
I'm
can I join you?
Snoozy poos. Yeah. I'll have a nap in here while Matt's doing the last word. I do, yeah.
Push over.
Yeah.
Give me some of that duvet.
I'm nearly there. It's nearly the weekend. So much we didn't get to do on the show today, I swear to God. We didn't get to do Haley's Gromit.
Yeah.
Where we check out the new animated Wallace and Gromit movie. This one's about comets in Haley's Gromit. No.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. We didn't get to do Chris Hemsworth. Where Thor actor Chris Hemsworth comes in and hums his favourite songs. We didn't get to do Tig Lemming.
Yeah.
Where a friend of the show, Tig Fleming, tells us about a new nature documentary he's doing, focusing on lemmings in Tig Lemming. Hey, it's okay. Ooh. Last words on the way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow for two. Have a lovely evening.
With Supermax.